गाभरूर भगवान श्याम पितवास निजाय शिवसादी लंकेश लखन उपलक्षित नमस्ते वासुदेवाय नम संकर्षणाय प्रद्युम्नाय विद्धाय शुभम भगवते नमः। दीज आर सम ऑफ दी मंत्र फॉर ऑफरिंग रिस्पेक्ट कृष्णा। इस मंत्र पर्टिकुलरली नोट डाउन नमस्ते वासुदेवाय नम संकर्षणाय प्रद्युम्नाय अनुरुद्धाय शुभम भगवते नमः। এই মন্ত্রে দাপরে করে কৃষ্ণাশ্রম কৃষ্ণ নাম সংকীর্তন করে যোগ ধর্ম দাপর যোগ কৃষ্ণাশ্রম ওয়ার্শিপিং কৃষ্ণ এন্ড দি কলি যোগ দিস পিতা দিস ইয়োলো ইজ কল ইনকার্নেশন অফ কৃষ্ণ লর্ড চৈতন্য হি ইজ টু বি ওয়ার্শিপড বাই দিস সংকীর্তন মুভমেন্ট সংকীর্তন যজ্ঞে দিস ইজ অলসো কল স্যাক্রিফাইস দিস সংকীর্তন যজ্ঞ দেয়ার আর ডিফারেন্ট কাইন্ডস অফ যজ্ঞ দিস ইজ কল নাম যজ্ঞ স্যাক্রিফাইস অফ দি হোলি নেম অফ দি সুপ্রিম লর্ড। ধর্ম প্রবর্তন করে বৃন্দ নন্দন প্রেমে গায়ে নাচে লোক করে সংকীর্তন দি প্রসেস ইজ দি লর্ড chants and he dances himself and people follow. Similarly, just like we are painting the picture, the Lord is dancing and everyone is following and that following can be continued even after death. God is always there. It is not that Chaitanya is not present here. He is always present and whenever there is Sankirtan. There is this Kirtan by the devotees, sincere devotees. It is said that Lord Chaitanya is there, present. Tattva Tishthani Narada, Jatra Dayanti Madhvapta, Shuddha Bhakta, those are pure devotees. Pure devotees means without any material desire. So they are pure devotees. Those who are determined to go back to Godhead, to Krishna, they are called pure devotees. They have lost all interest for any material enjoyment. They are now determined. They are called pure devotees. So, this Sankirtan movement creates pure devotees who gradually loses all interest in the material enjoyment. Now, there's a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, as I've already explained to you, that is also cited here. Krishna Vannam Tita Krishna Sanga Panga Suparsadam Jagai Sankirtanai Pravi Jalanti Sanis. That personality, incarnation of God, who is really scholar and is accompanied by his associates, confidential associates. He is worshipped by this process of Sankirtan in this age of Kali. Artin jige dhana dite jai phal hai, Kali juge Krishna me sei phal pai. Artin juge, but this is Kali juge, and there are other three yugas, the Satya yuga, the Tritayuga, Dhaparayuga, there are different processes of realizing God. So, Lord Chaitanya says, in other three yugas, what was achieved by meditation, by sacrifice, by temple worship, now that can be achieved in this age, Sankirtan. কলি দোষ নিধি রাজন অস্তি এক মহান কীর্তনাদি বা কৃষ্ণ মুক্ত বন্ধ পরম ভজে দিস ইজ এ স্ট্রোক ওয়ার্ড ফ্রম শ্রীমদ ভাগবতম ইন কানেকশন উইথ কনভার্সেশন উইথ মহারাজ পরীক্ষিত সুখদেব গোস্বামী এন্ড ওয়ে দি ডিসক্রিপশন অফ দিস কলিযুগ was given Maharaj Parikshit, made him very sorry that because you are fasting, such thinking always of the welfare of the citizens, so when it's hard about the description of the Kaligur, it was very much disturbed in his mind. Although you are going to die, still, you are so compassionate. So, in the age of Kali, the people will suffer so much. So, when you are so sorry, so, Sukadeva Goswami encouraged him, Maharaj, don't be sorry. There is very nice process in the Kali world. In the midst of so many difficulties of this age, there is one boon, and that boon is one can become liberated from this material entanglement altogether, simply by chanting this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Krishnadeva Krishna. It is especially Krishnadeva Krishna. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna, one can become. This is the greatest boon in this age. Although there are so many difficulties, the full of misery, increase misery, greatest volume. The world is material, the world is miserable. Just like cold season, this winter season. Today we are feeling more inconvenience. Similarly, this material world is always miserable. But still, in this age, it is more miserable. And this has come fully. But the boon is, the first class boon is, that in there are so many miserable conditions, and in the midst of all those disadvantages, one can become free from all contamination simply by Krishna Da, Krishna Adiva Krishna, simply by this. Today the Dhyatu Vishnu Tritayana Jagato Makhai, Dāpani Parita Jāyam Kalau Tadhari Kītana. What was achieved in the Satya Yuga by meditation, what was achieved is offering sacrifices in Satya Yuga, and what was achieved in the Dāpani Yuga by virtues, that can be achieved in this way by Sankīta Yuga. ध्यान कृति जगन जगई सीतायाम दापरे अचन जदापनति तदापनति कलौ संकीर्तन केशव. A similar passage, the two above passages are quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam, and another passage is quoted from Padma Puran. Padma Puran, there are 18 Puranas. Six Puranas are in the modes of goodness, and six Puranas are in the modes of passion, and six Puranas are in the modes of ignorance. But different things. It's like in a best institution, there are different classes and different kinds of books of learning, gradual process. Similarly, this Vedic culture is so nice. They don't give one class of literature for all. No. There are so many different literatures. Because there are so many varieties of people. How can you convince all classes of people by one literature? No. There is not possible. The people are here in your country, they are losing interest in religion. Because the Bible was given to a certain class of people long, long years before. The people are far advanced in scientific knowledge, so that doesn't appeal. So therefore, we should always remember that there are always different classes of men. And for different classes, the aim is all the same, that see 2 plus 2 equal to 4. Nothing. But different classes of men there are. So, different class of arithmetic, higher mathematics, middle mathematics, lower mathematics. The mathematical principle is the same, 2 plus 3, 1, 2, 3, 8, 9. There is no other figure. So similarly, there are 18 Puranas. those who are in the modes of passion, those who are modes of ignorance, they should also have some chance. For them, oh, you go and you work with this demigod. Because here, every one of us is hankering for material acquisition. The disease is that we are simply thinking of idamadgamayalabham. Today I have got so much material position. And next day I shall have so much. And next day I shall have so much. And next day, and next day I shall go out. Yes. Finish. This is material disease. They are always hankering. So there are different hankerings there and different persons. So the demigods are mighty worship. You want this thing, you want a beautiful wife, all right, you worship Uma. You want to be a very learned man, all right, you worship this Devi Saraswati. You want to get out of your disease, all right, you worship this demigod. So in this there are recommendations. But in the Bhagavad, after all these recommendations, the Bhagavad concludes, Akama sarukamama moksha kama udaradhi tibrena bhakti yogina jagita paramam purusha. If you have got any desire, still you go to Krishna. Krishna recommends, chaturvidha bhajante vam sukritunami. Even if you go to Krishna for asking something, material profit, still it is better. Don't go to other demigods. Kāma-spraśta hita-jñāna janyanti-hāndam. The foolish person, they do not know that the demigods, they cannot offer any benediction. They cannot offer. They are not poor. Just like here in this institution, although you are free, you very kindly ask me, Swamiji, can I take this food? Why? This is etiquette. Similarly, the demigods, they are not fools. Suppose one man worships a demigod and asks some benefit. Demigod will ask the Lord, Supreme Lord. Or, in another sense, the demigods also do not know. Because they are also living entities like that. But Ishvara Sarva-Bhutana. Krishna is so kind that this person, this particular man is wanting something. All right, give him. Krishna is, this is freedom. There is no argument. Oh, why Krishna has arranged like this? He arranged it out of his causeless mercy. He can say, he can stop asking the individual soul, but he does not do that. Why he shall do? That there is no meaning of independence. All right. You want it? I am arranging. Take it. Take it. So he asks the demigod, all right. He is asking for me. Give. So this is there. So there are different kinds of literature, because there are different kinds of people. But the ultimate literature is the substance of all Vedic literature. Is the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna sadhamo padate dharma jnana dihisaha. There is a verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam. When Krishna was present, he personally gave this Bhagavad Gita and all knowledge. So many people took knowledge. There is another Gita, Uddhava Gita, that was spoken to Uddhava. That is in Bhagavat. This is in Mahabharata, Bhagavad Gita. So, there is a question by the Shaunakadi Rishi, after departure of Krishna, where from knowledge should be searched. So they recommended the Srimad Bhagavatam. So in the Padma Purana also, there is a similar passage. In Bhagavatam also there are similar passages. In all Vedic literature, the same thing is there. Vedaisya tadvai ameva vedyam. The last target and the last goal, ultimate goal is Krishna. Therefore, the Bhagavad Gita says, sarva dharmam parityajya mam ekam saranam. Bhagavat Kama Sarvakama. Even if that is materially desiring, still you should go to Krishna. And Krishna is the confidence. Bhajati Mamananda, Sadhureva Samanta. Apite Sudurasa. One should not ask God, but still, if one asks, he is accepted. Because he has come to the point, Krishna. That is his good qualification. He is in Krishna consciousness. So all faults, there may be, but when one becomes Krishna consciousness, everything is vanished. That's why there are so much snowfall, as soon as there is rise of sun, everything finishes. Everything finishes. Krishna Surya Sama. And only we have to wait when the sunrise will be there. Then all these disturbances will be at once clear. So we have to take to Krishna Surya. And everything will be clear. Kaling Sabhajayantam. Ajya Gunagya Sarvagina. Jatta Sankirta Meneiva. Sarvasartha Vilabhati. Sarvasartha Vilabhati. That's a nice part. You see? Here it is said, Jatra Sankirtane Naiva. This Kali Yuga, this age of Kali, we are condemning so much. But even the demigods, highly eulogize this Kali Yuga. Why? Why? No, here is a great opportunity. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna, Jatra Sankirtane Naiva. Jatra means in this Kali Yuga, simply by this Sankirtan movement, simply by chanting, sarva-sartha vilambati. All interests are there. Your material interest, your spiritual interest, every interest will be there. Lord Chaitanya also said, yāvite sarva-siddhi haivetama. Just, even if you are materially designing something, that also will be fulfilled by simply chanting Hare Krishna. It is such a thing. This is therefore called Mahamanda. Uddhavad Nihirami Gunavatargan Asankha Sankhatar Nahai Gana. Sari Yugavatare Eita Gana. Suni bhangi kari kare kuche sanatha. Now, here is a very trick. Sanatana Goswami, he was a politician, he was a minister. Now, when Lord Chaitanya was describing about the incarnation, especially of the incarnation of the Kali Yuga, now he is asking, Sanatana Goswami is asking to Lord Chaitanya, Rajamantri Sanatan Buddhi Brihaspati Prabhur Kipate Puti Asankasmati. He is asking very frankly because he is very intelligent, he was minister. Otikudra Jivmi Nish Nishasa Kyamani Janima Kalite Kon Avata. My dear sir, Lord Chaitanya, the lowest of the lowest and very school number one. So, I may request from you, how can I understand that this is the incarnation of this age, Kali Yuga? Prabhupada, Annavatar Shastudra Jani, Kali Yuga Avatar Paisi Shastudra Mani. Oh, why you are in confusion? As other incarnations are to be understood from the indication of the shastras, similarly, you have to understand from the indication of the shastra, his incarnation. Sarvagna Munirvakya Shastra Pramana. Now, shastra, the scripture has the most first-class evidence. Sarvagna Munirvakya. Because shastras are written not by ordinary person, not by Rabindranath Tagore or Shakespeare. No. Shastras are written by liberated person. Therefore, Shastra scripture have got so many advantages and so much respect. සදයක් වාසේ සබ්බක මුනි මාක්ක ශාස්ත්‍ර ප්‍රමා ශාස්ත්‍ර ප්‍රමා දෙස්ලයි සී එදිනවද භාගවතම් ඈ 400,000 of years after there will be avatar Kalki and his father's name, his birthplace is already mentioned there. This is Kalpa. 5,000 years before Bhagavat was written, and there is indication that in such and such age, in such and such province, in such and such family, Lord Buddha will appear. That is it. And 5,000 years before I go, the symptoms of Kali Yuga is already written there, and we have experienced. And the Bhagavad will find Shikaramiva Yudvahe. In the Kali Yuga, marriage will be performed simply by agreement. Let's see. Another, Lavanam Kesadharanam. People will think by keeping long hair, they will be very beautiful. It is said in Bhagavad. They look very beautiful. Lavanam Kesadharanam. It is written there, you can see. It is not story. Sikarameva Yudvahi, Dampatte Vasimevahi, and husband and wife relation means sex. That's all. If you have a husband that has sex power, then there will be no divorce. These are all these things. Simple sex life, husband and wife relation. Simple sex life. Vittastam sutramevahi. And one will be considered a Brahmin simply by this prayer. These are all the things. A 2 cent word thread, you get it? You have got thread. You are a Brahmin. That's all. This is going on in India. 2 pice word Brahmin. He has all the qualifications of less than a chanda, but because he has got this nonsense thread, he is called a Brahmin. So these things are all mentioned. And you have to believe it also, that in the last stage of the Kali Yuga, nobody will understand what is God, what is this. And there will be no supply of these grains. Now we are getting all these grains. But as you are thinking, grain is not meant for human beings. They are meant for animals, all life. God will stop completely. Then you'll have to live only on the seas and animals, flesh. That is also mentioned. There will be no milk, there will be no sugar, there will be no grain. These things are mentioned. That was Shastra, this was Shastra. Please, it is Sarvabha. Sarvabha means the Shastra is written by persons who know past, present and future. Everything is clear. That's why we have so much respect for speech. The foolish people say, it is also written by man. Why shall I? Yes, it is written by man. That's all right. But he's not a man like you. He's liberated man. There are different kinds of man. You don't think all men are like you. All men are like you fools. Here it is said. Sattvakram hi lakhu shastra pramana. Therefore, tasma shastra pramana ante. And the Bhagavad Gita also says, everything should be acted in terms of this shastra. Just like, when you go to post something, you are directed by the postal guy. Shastra pramana. The Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Krishna has given, stress upon the evidence of the scripture. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya also giving stress. The question is very interesting. The question is how one should accept a person or a body as incarnate. Lord Chaitanya says that through Shastra, by the evidence of Shastra, so many fools they are presenting themselves as incarnation, the intelligent person should see whether this fool is mentioned in the Shastra. He is presenting himself as incarnation, whether his activities and his characteristics is mentioned in the Shastra, then accept, otherwise don't accept.
This is the discussion.
Thank you very much.